Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I have chosen you from the world, says the Lord, to go and bear fruit that will remain. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time grew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent another servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treat them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They would respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to another tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Do you never read the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. But the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people that will produce its fruit." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From the Gospel, it's very simple. Just Jesus, the son was killed. But the death of Jesus gave us humanity, life, true life. He invites each one of us to do the same thing, to offer our life for the salvation of the world. Our cross is not necessary like that of Jesus, a physical cross. Our crosses might be some invisible things, some hazardous experience, some psychological experience, some social experience, etc. When we do not experience peace, there's a moment we encounter the cross. But when we have Jesus in our heart, even though there's a cross, we have peace. So we have to ask this special grace today. Whatever we do, it's the simplicity to love, to share, together with Jesus. Jesus never left us alone. He's always by our side. But many times, we don't see him physically. Sometimes we doubt. Anyway, Jesus is very patient with us. We have to believe that He is with us. In a special way, during Mass, we receive Holy Communion. It's His body but in blood. We receive Him. His life, His divine life, through the Blessed Sacrament. We are no more by ourselves. Lonely Jesus by our side, also He is in us. He's always accompanying us to encounter whatever we encounter during the daytime. Be hopeful, be joyful, because Christ is with us. Put aside all the worries. Start again, moment by moment, to do the will of God. That means to love, to offer. That's why St. John, Gospel St. John says, I have chosen you from the world to go and bear fruit that will remain.